Dr. Christopher Thornburg, director of UCR's Center for Economic Forecasting, says record home sales and increased consumer spending in recent months shows that people are learning to live as normally as possible with COVID-19.
This is completely different in April, where no one really understood what we were dealing with. And it means, of course, that even without a vaccination, the U.S. economy can continue to get back to normal levels of overall economic output.
Both Thornburg and Dr. Tanner Osman, the center's research manager, says this recession is unique.
The primary reason why economic activity had contracted both nationally in California and in the Inland Empire as well was due to efforts to contain the coronavirus and consumer and people's reaction to the spread of the coronavirus. So if we begin increasingly to enter a world whereby the spread of the virus is contained in the Inland Empire, we would expect to see the economy recover in sync.
Which is why he and his colleagues at the university believe the economy will bounce back quickly to pre-pandemic levels, unlike the slow recovery during the Great Recession, which was due to the structural issue of the false housing market created by subprime mortgage lending. Osman says the region's economic health pre-pandemic also set it up for a faster recovery.
The good news is that the Inland Empire's economy has been somewhat of a juggernaut since the Great Recession, and this can be viewed in a number of different ways. First, with respect to job growth, we've seen very impressive job growth in the Inland Empire compared not only to the state of California, but also compared to the neighboring counties in the Southern California region.
But the biggest economic fallout from the pandemic was the loss of 200,000 jobs in March and April. June saw the return of 25% of those lost jobs, but then a resurgence of coronavirus cases in July and state restrictions slowed growth. By August, there were 130,000 fewer jobs than in February, which mostly affected industries like hospitality, food services, and retail.
Most economists will tell you that employment is a lagging variable, and that as other aspects of the economy improve, we should expect to see employment follow in sync. But that is, of course, no help to the people who have been disproportionately affected by the fallout from the labour market. So as we saw, this labour market fallout has predominantly affected non-white workers, lower income workers, generally, and women and younger members of the workforce also.
He says a full recovery of the labor market should happen by 2022. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.